No, Maybong. We were farmers living in the countryside. I was too young to remember, but I know they died fighting for the Civil War. I am amazed how easily the lies come out of my mouth. Maybong seems to believe the lies, or maybe she simply does not care. She is in charge of 100 kids and does not care if her workforce is increased by 2 more. How old are you and your sister?
I am 7 and she is 10.
All right, come in. This is a girls' camp for those who are considered too weak to work in the rice fields. We are considered useless because we cannot help out the war effort directly. Yet from morning till night we work in the scorching sun, growing food for the army. From sunrise to sunset, we plant crops and vegetables in the garden, stopping for only dinner and lunch. Each night we fall into an exhausted sleep, wedging closely together on a wooden bamboo plank with 50 other girls, the other 50 in another hut. Nothing at the camp is wasted, especially water. The well water is strictly for the gardens and cooking. To wash ourselves and our clothes, we must walk a mile to the pond. After a long day of roasting in the sun, no one is thrilled about the walk for a wash, so we rarely bathe. Everything is collected and reused. Old clothes become scarves, old food is dried and saved, and human waste is remixed as topsoil. After our first evening meal, Chu and I are told to gather around the bonfire for nightly lessons. When we get there, we see that all the other children are already there. We squat on the ground waiting for the Maybong to read the latest news or propaganda from the Angkor. In a voice full of fury and adulation, Maybong yells out, "Angkor is all-powerful! Angkor is the savior and liberator of the Khmer people!" Then 100 children erupt into 4 fast claps, their fisted arms raised to the sky, and scream, "Angkor! Angkor! Angkor!" Chu and I follow suit, though we do not understand the propaganda of what Maybong is saying. "Today the Angkor soldiers drove away our enemy, the hated Yuan, out of our country. Angkor! 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 Though there are many more Yuans than Khmer soldiers, our soldiers are stronger fighters and will defeat the Yuans, thanks to the Angkor. Angkor! 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 You are the children of the Angkor. Though you are weak, the Angkor still loves you. Many people have hurt you, but from now on, the Angkor will protect you."
Every night we gather to hear such news and propaganda, and are told of how the Angkor loves us and will protect us. Every night I sit there and imitate their movements, while hatred incubates inside me, growing larger and larger.